welcome to CCK Live. My name is Kevin Medeiros. I'm an attorney here at Chisholm, Chisholm & Kilpatrick, and I'm here with Alex Gamache, an accredited VA claims agent here. And today we're going to be talking about VA's Benefits Delivery at Discharge Program. We'll refer to it as BDD for the sake of ease, but we'll go over what the program is, how to apply, and who is eligible. So Alex, would you start by telling us what the BDD program is?
Yes. So service members who are separating and plan to file for disability compensation can file their claim before separation through the BDD program. This program allows service members to apply for VA disability compensation benefits between 180 to 90 days prior to separation. The time frame permits VA to schedule VA exams, review treatment records and other evidence, and evaluate the claim before separation. Ultimately, this allows VA to reach a decision more quickly, sometimes as soon as the day after leaving active duty, eliminating the wait for benefits that many veterans experience. Additionally, filing a BDD claim helps you present the strongest possible disability claim by filing it while you have access to your complete service treatment record. The more time that passes from the date of injury or the illness, the more difficult it becomes to track down treatment documents. In addition to medical documents, it's also easier to get witness statements from fellow service members while still on active duty.
Yeah, so two points there that I think are really important are, one, the eliminating the delay, so having your decision closer in time to service and benefits that you're entitled to closer in time to service are obviously a much more beneficial thing, and it's going to be a stronger case. So you'll have all the records of your in-service injuries and or treatment that you're seeking benefits for. So I think those two points are very important. I'll talk about who is eligible for the BDD program. So full-time active duty service members, including those in the National Guard, Reserves, and Coast Guard, they know when their separation date is so that they can file the claim between 100 and 90 days prior to separation. So you need to know the date to be able to file within that time frame. You're able to provide copies of your service treatment records for the current period of service that you're filing your claim for. And you must be available 45 days from the date of the claim is submitted to attend VA examinations to go over, you know, the relationship to the condition to service and any severity, the current level of severity. So, Alex, who is not eligible for the program?
So the following issues and conditions are excluded from BDD claims. So service members who do not meet the requirements that Kevin just talked about, or service members who are seriously ill or injured, lost a body part, or are terminally ill. Claims requiring a VA exam in a foreign country, except those that can be processed through Landstuhl, Germany, or Camp Humphreys, Korea. Claims for service members awaiting discharge while hospitalized in a VA or military treatment facility. Claims for pregnant service members, and claims that require a character of discharge determination. Those who do not qualify for the BDD program can still file a claim for VA benefits following separation from service, which would just be the standard or fully developed claims process.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. And I will touch on how to actually apply for the program. And the easiest way to do that is to file through VA Disability Claims Portal on VA's website. And that allows you to complete the application online and submit the supporting documents there. The supporting documents that you'll want to have are any records, personnel, or other documenting injuries, illnesses, or events that contributed to your service-related disability. Service treatment records, like I talked about above, about the current period of service. Dental and mental health records, if applicable. And then for purposes of dependency, marriage certificates, divorce decrees, and birth certificates, direct deposit information so that if you are granted the benefits, they'll be able to deliver that easily, and a copy of the DD Form 214 once you receive that. for folks who do not want to submit the claim online, you can always submit a VA form 21-526 easy. So it's a paper copy, and you can complete that along with the supporting documents and mail it, or you know, fax it or hand deliver it to your regional office. And if you need additional assistance, you can visit the local regional office or the BDD intake site. So that was our brief overview of the benefits delivery at discharge program. If you missed something, I know it was a brief overview. We have links below for more information on the program, so feel free to check those out. And if you're interested in learning about other benefits offered by the VA, we have a lot of videos on our blog and in our video library that you can access to learn more. So thanks for watching CCK Live, and don't forget to subscribe to our channel. Thank you very much.